Okay, so I have a confession. The main reason I signed up to do a talk in this meeting was because I wanted to do one of those rapid fire 5 minute, three slide talks. So I'm going to do one of those anyway, and we'll see how it goes. And so it's probably good that we're actually. And then we can kind of open it up for discussion and stuff. So I don't know how this is going to go, but we'll see. So I'm going to talk a little bit about a mob grazing type study that we finished up last year. Did this study in Central Virginia, Shenandoah Valley, Virginia Tech Research Station. The experiment was pretty simple. We compared three grazing systems, a mob type grazing system, a rotational system, and a continuous grazing system. Basically, really to test some of these claims about some of the benefits of mob stocking that have been reported. This is the experiment. These are 16 acre plots, nine of them, three replicates for each treatment. The red are the continuous plots. The light blue is the rotational, eight paddocks, 2 acres each. Move cows every 4 days, 32 day rotation. The other is the mob, where we basically took those rotational paddocks, those 2 acre paddocks, divide them up into 0.25 acre strips, paddocks, and move the cows through there on a 64 day rotation. Stocking density was between 38,000 to 40,000 pounds live weight per acre for that mob treatment. All right, slide number two. Here are the results of at least this part of the study. It's a cow-calf system. The cows and calves are on these plots. The cows are on there year-round. This is breeding weight for the cows taken in this fall calving system. So this was taken in late November, early December. Consistently over 3 years, breeding weights in the mob, the cows in the mob were lighter compared to the other two systems. And body condition score was also significantly worse. Very consistent every year. Calves were lightest in the rotational system. I don't know why. They were. The weaning weights, like in mid-April, late April, they were also lighter in under mob stocking and also lighter under rotational stocking too. Not surprisingly, the average daily gains were also consistently lower. So question is, what's going on? Why are the cows and calves underperforming, particularly in the mob system, but also in rotational too? A part of it's the function of our system. The cows are on these experimental units all year. We have to feed them hay in the wintertime. And in the spring, when the grass is starting to come up, getting a little green, we feed hay in the 16-acre continuous pastures, because that's what we do. But we designate hay feeding in a 2 acre paddock in the mob and the rotational system. So I think the continuous cows actually have, in addition to hay, some of that nice green succulent forage coming up about 14 extra acres more. That might be contributing. We had 3 good years of weather, plenty of rainfall. All these plots were frosty with red and white clover. We had more clover. I've never seen so much clover in my life. I don't know why. But I think the continuous cows, because of the good weather, actually could selectively graze some of this clover, and I think that helped their performance. In the mob, and also to some degree the rotational system, Saltall fescue gets over mature, gonna get like 64-day rotation. A lot of seed heads out there, about 80% endophyte infected. So if the cows were eating some of that seed, which they do, we've seen them do that, that could have maybe negatively impacted the cows in the mob and the rotational system. So I think it's kind of a combination of things. Kind of supports some of the other work we've done in Virginia, suggesting that mob type stocking may not be any better than rotational stocking. And under some conditions, at least the 3 years we did this study, may actually be worse than continuous stocking. So I think that was about 5 minutes. Three slides. Now you can have at me. I have other stuff I can show you if you want to see some other data. But go ahead. Yeah. Wait. Clap already. All right. Okay. Yeah.
What was the stocking rate for the study?
8 cows on each of the experimental units, so each cow had 2 acres. Okay. And they were the same.
What about the weight?
The stocking density?
Stock density.
The stocking density under the mob stocking was between 38,000 and 40,000 pounds per acre, approximately. Yeah, so it's not one of those high, real high ones. But
your average daily gain was 1 to 1.1 kilograms per day?
Yeah.
And what about seasonality? As you know, did you notice anything there? I mean, that was pretty good, right?
Right.
What was the seasonality? And were there differences between the three seasons?
Seasonality in...
I mean, you only have one weight per year?
Yeah, one weaning weight. Yeah, so these calves were weaned in late April, and so they were calved calved in late September, early October, and so they're basically overwintering, and then we weigh them when we wean them. Yeah.
What's the weaning rate you got?
What's that?
Weaning rate. You got all 8 cows were full word.
The weaning
rate. How many calves per? The number of calves per cow.
One.
100%,
yeah.
You get 100% pregnancy?
Yeah. Yeah, because they do AI, and they got bulls in there also. So, and they have that data. I haven't looked at that closely yet. But yeah, 100%. So yeah, back there, Dave.
So, if we look at that picture there, you can see the massive forage and all the root growth. Wouldn't the mob stocking be better off with all that root growth contributing to the soil health, and if you actually ran it for a longer period of time, the accumulation of soil organic matter might make that better in the long run?
Maybe. We didn't run the study long enough. You want to see some soil? Here. This is actually from a different study, but we compared mob, rotational, continuous, 3 carbon pools here. It's only 3 years. In our system, I think you have to do this for at least 10 years. You're going to see any kind of effect of the grazing treatment, all the rainfall we get. And we're already starting with a lot of organic matter in the first place, you know, so we're not going into a row crop system. There are no differences there. That's a different study, but same thing. Yeah.
Then, do you have the herbage allowance data?
I don't have allowance. I have herbage mass. This is 2014, 2015 data. I lost all my help in 2016, so we didn't get that, but continuous mob and rotational, the 2 years, this is just average herbage mass between May and November. Pretty similar in 2014, a big difference in 2015, a lot more forage, at least there. It's basically a forage inventory. And I think essentially what's going on is the animals were understocked. They all have all this good weather, and we're understocked, and particularly the mob system. You know, they knock over all this stuff, and they just don't graze it. So there's a lot. They have plenty of forage. That certainly was not limiting. Yeah, Lynn.
What is mean herbage mass in your mob and rotational systems? What does that mean? Mean of what?
It's
pre and post, or
no? It's
pre?
Just every month we go out there and we take eight strips within each experimental unit, and that's what it is. It's just an inventory of standing herbage mass. We tried doing pre and post, but it's too big. It's just 144 acres, and just yeah.
No. Is there any difference in the length of time that the animals could graze? I mean, among those three systems, I mean, you have continuous.
There is, but the problem is we got this fall calving system that we have to use now, and so that, you know, they basically have to make this work within the management of the cow calf system on the research station. And so, yeah, I think there is. I think you could probably graze longer under a mob and rotational. But we because of the limitations of what we were doing here, we couldn't do that. So, let's sit back there.
Were you back fencing on the mob grazing, or were you just?
No, we were not back fencing. We couldn't back fence all the water, and that's, I think, one of the real challenges if you ever try to do this mob stocking stuff, is to get water to your animals continuously. So we could not back fence, but by our observations, the animals spent 75 to 90% of the time in the new strip. So, yeah, so kind of a limitation there.
So if you're talking about a perennial system where soil LM is probably nearly maxed out, what possible advantage could there be for mob stocking?
In our environment, I don't think there is any advantage to mob stocking other than vegetation management. But if you need to go in and mob graze some area that's overgrown, that you want to clear out the vegetation, that's about the only potential advantage I see over at least rotational grazing. So there's.
So yes. I've seen some studies that show that the manure distribution is going to be much better with mob grazing or rotational grazing than with continuous grazing. Do you think about that as an advantage?
Let's see. All right. This may be hard to explain, but we did some transects going from water out. We measured a bunch of soil variables. This is actually nitrogen mineralization. That bottom line there, so that's a distance from a water source out. And the mob, under mob stocking, we had really not any kind of difference. Very, very consistent nitrogen availability in the soil. However, under rotational and continuous, with cattle spend more time, it's all tall fescue, so they spend a lot of time around the water, deposit a lot more manure, and we think that little blip there right around the water might be because of that. So I think there may be some advantage with mob stocking in terms of maybe a little bit more even distribution of urine and manure. Probably not the best one, but yeah.
Do you have some data on the maybe the botanical composition of the pasture you are changing?
We do have that data. I haven't analyzed that in detail yet, but I would say by 2015, most of these paddocks had about 30% clover in them, which I was surprised. I didn't think we'd get any clover at all, particularly under mob stocking. With all that tall vegetation, but the red clover did very well. Yeah.
Do you measure any animal behavior like time grazing or day or anything?
No, we didn't actually do that. That would be interesting to do that.
Yeah, for like the, was thinking from the selection standpoint, that on mob grazing, you probably spend more time grazing. That's why they spend less time close to water.
Yeah.
And more time
right.
Selecting.
Yeah. Yeah. Possibly. Yeah. Am I done yet, or?
No, you do
that. Do you have to do that? Something else? Anything else? How about nutritive value? Nobody asked me about nutritive value. I got a little bit of nutritive value data. The 2014 and 2015. I actually looked at the 2015 data this morning, and there were some problems with it, so I just put the arrows in. This is average. This is just an average. I won't show you the monthly, but average NDF, really nothing different. Crude protein, not really different, maybe a little higher under mob stocking. And the general trends in 2015 look like that actually under continuous stocking, the nutrient value indices look a little better, actually. And I think that's a reflection of the clover, the amount of clover we had, particularly in 2015. But I need to work on that data. Yeah. But that, I don't know. Anything else?
Do you think you were limiting animal intake on the mob that might have contributed to
The question was, I think we were limiting intake possibly, yeah, because, again, I think we're just wasting a lot of forage out there with the under mob stock. I don't know if we're limiting, but there's a lot of forage out there and a lot of clover too, so.
Final question?
Yeah, I've got one for you.
All right.
This is for you and maybe anybody else in the audience. Have you come across any literature that suggests that mob grazing, relative to rotational grazing, increases gain per hectare or animal performance per hectare?
I have not seen any data to support that.
I've looked. I can't find it.
That's right. Yeah, you don't.
If they have, please send it.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see that too. So.
Give our speaker a hand.
Okay.